So the question is, is there a mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael? I think that's it's a question that needs to be asked. But before we can even answer that question, it's a matter of understanding, well, how do we know what are the mitzvot? And the truth of the matter is that there are different Rishonim who have different counts of Taryag. Okay, we can go all the way back to Rav Sadia Gaon, and he has his count. We can go to the Rambam, we can go to the Ramban, we can go to the Smag, we can go to the Smak. Okay, and each one has a slightly different count of the mitzvot. So, why is it important for us to know if something is one of the mitzvot? Okay, because as we know, in Masechet Avodah Zarah, Rav Yosef Amar, Safek Doraita L'chumra. So, if there is a question on keeping a mitzvah, if that mitzvah is a doraita, so then we have to be more stringent in our actions. And if it's a derabanan, okay, so then there are circumstances where we can then go lekula. So let's look at Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Okay, if you look at the Sefer HaMitzvot of the Rambam, okay, Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is not indicated. It's not listed. If we look at the count of the Ramban, okay, the Ramban lists Yishuv Eretz Yisrael as one of the mitzvot. In fact, his sefer is called mitzvot that the Rav forgot. Okay, he's referring to the Rambam. It's kind of funny to think about that. Can you imagine saying that your Rav forgot a mitzvot d'oraita? You know, but That was the name of the Sefer. So there are actually those, such as the Megillat Esther, that has it expounds on the Rambam, that says the Rambam didn't mean to say that Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is not a mitzvah d'oraita, but rather, when the mitzvah is listed of Kibush Sheva Amamin, the seven nations that are in Eretz Israel, okay, in Eretz Canaan. So when you conquer a land and you kick out the nation, so what's the next step? You live there, right? So therefore, that is, according to the Megillat Esther, how the Rambam says that Yishuv Eretz Israel is a mitzvah d'oraita. Let's cut to the chase. And the chase is that Rav Moshe Feinstein in Igrat Moshe says, "Bizman hazeh, Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, okay, is not a mitzvah d'oraita." So that, let's get that up, put that on the table. So I'd like to ask, so what? Why are people going and making aliyah? Why are people going to Eretz Yisrael? Why will I be? This is actually my second trip in a month. Okay, I was here a month ago, and I escorted 218 Olim on the Nefesh B'Nefesh July charter flight from JFK to Eretz Yisrael. And now, on Tuesday, I'm going to be escorting another 220 Olim to Eretz Yisrael. And out of those 220 Olim, there are approximately going to be 100 of them who are going straight into Tzahal. Okay, they're making aliyah in order to go into the army. So the question is, if it's not a mitzvah d'oraita, bizman hazeh, why are people making aliyah? Let me tell you why people aren't making aliyah. Okay? Mipnei chataenu galinu me'artzenu v'netrachaknu mi'al admatenu. That is the bottom line. We were born someplace else. HaKadosh Baruch Hu kicked us out of Eretz Yisrael because we behaved improperly. We grew up in the Gola, and this is what we know. This is our language. This is our culture. This is what's comfortable. There is no case in the history of the world where people have migrated from stronger economies to weaker economies. It just doesn't happen. Okay? You cannot look at it, you can't compare the United States and Israel. It's unheard of. So why are people coming? And just to tell you how many people are coming, Nefesh B'Nefesh has assisted over 40,000 people make Aliyah since its inception 13 and a half years ago. But again, before I tell you why people are coming, I want to tell you why people aren't coming. Two cases. Now, I work out of the office in Yerushalayim. And a person, I'll call him Mr. Brooklyn. Mr. Brooklyn comes into my office and he says to me, "Eli, I want you to convince me. Why should I move to Eretz Yisrael? I come from Brooklyn. What could be more Jewish than Brooklyn? We have all the kosher food in the world that a person could need. We have all the Limud Torah. We have everything. What, should I go to Eretz Yisrael so my kid should go off the derech? Why should I go?" I said, I asked him, "First of all, do you daven?" That's all I asked. I said, "Listen, if you daven and you're still asking those questions, gesunte heit, enjoy yourself in Brooklyn. I have nothing to add." When people ask me sometimes, what is my job professionally? Okay, I tell them that I am a dream maker. Et shivat zion hayinu kicholmim. If this is something which is close to your heart, okay, if this is something that you daven about, ken techayenu utechonenu utekaimenu veteesof galuyotenu lechatzrot kochecha. Black on white. If this is something that speaks to you, you're right. There is no mitzvah d'oraita bizman hazeh to make aliyah. But the Torah world, the balance is shifting back from Bavel, from Galut, to Eretz Yisrael. You can decide, do you want to be part of it, or do you not want to be a part of it? Now, everybody has their own reasons, okay? I'll tell you just a couple of beautiful things that I found with my family, okay? My Bechor, he's 18 years old. He had a hard time studying, learning Gemara all day. It wasn't his thing. In Eretz Yisrael, we found a wonderful high school for him called Yeshiva Svivatit Mitzpeh Ramon, okay? An environmental yeshiva high school in the Mitzpeh Ramon desert, where as part of the educational curriculum, one day a week they were doing nature hikes in the crater as part of their Limudei Kodesh program to be able to get closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay? That's child number one. I have another son. Another boy, Noam. Okay, he just finished his ninth year. He goes to Yeshiva Torah U'Mada Liad Machon Lev. This is a high school program where he will finish with a Bachelor's of Science in computers. A high school program because he's strong in math and sciences. Baruch Hashem, there are the opportunities of Chanoch Lenor L'Pi Darko in Eretz Yisrael because of the sheer quantity of Yidden that we have in Eretz Yisrael. What's the difference between living in Brooklyn or where I grew up in the Bradley Beach Deal community or living in Pittsburgh or living in who knows where? You have Kihilot here, okay? Kihilot are nice. It's very different when you're part of a nation. It's a different concept. So the idea is, either you're into it, or you're not. Nobody is telling you, and I am not telling you, make Aliyah. You know why? Because it's hard. It's hard. And if you come with a family, and not everybody's on the same page, you can be miserable. But if you seek something special in your life, if being part of building Klal Yisrael is a goal that you have, there is no better place to do that than to do that in Eretz Yisrael. And I want to tell you just a personal story of mine, which for me, I was able to see the Hashkacha Pratit. I was able to see the Yad Eloki. And if you have any doubt after you hear this story, here we go. A while back, I was holding Aliyah meetings in Brooklyn, actually. I come here a lot. And there was a guy who I was speaking with, and he told me that he was born in Damascus. And he's now thinking, you know, making Aliyah with his family. So by me, that rang a couple of bells. And I told him, I said, you know, way back when, once upon a time, I had the schut personally to go and to visit Damascus. I was on a shlichut. I went to Syria, had a fictitious marriage with a Jewish girl in order to bring her out. This was in 1992. And I visited Damascus, and I was with Rav Chamra, who now is the rabbi of the Syrian community in Cholon. So it was nice. I met this man. I mentioned to him that I was in Damascus. And then that was it. 2 weeks later, I get a phone call in the middle of the night. I guess he didn't realize the time difference. He says, Ellie, were you in Damascus in 1992? I said, yes. He says, Ellie, were you with Rav Chamra in Midrasa Ibn Maimun, the Jewish day school in Damascus? Did you go into a classroom and did they ask a child to read out of a sefer just to show his ability to read from a chumash? I said, yeah. He said, did you have a Polaroid camera with you? Were you taking pictures of the children and then giving them the pictures? I said, yes. He says, Ellie, check your inbox. This was a person who on my shlichut in 1992, when he was behind the iron curtain of Nasi Assad, President Hafez al-Assad, Yimach Shemo v'Zichro, and he could not leave Syria. And then all those years later, he has a family, he has children, and he still remembers that somebody cared about him and wanted to help him, and now he wants to make Aliyah. And he sent me the picture that I took of him in Damascus in 1992. And now Be'ezrat Hashem, he and his family are making Aliyah to Zichron Yaakov. That's story number one. Story number two. About 4 years ago, I can't believe it's 4 years ago already, wow. About 4 years ago, I was on a plane for Nefesh B'Nefesh coming for one-to-one meetings here in the United States. And as I landed at Newark, I get a phone call from a relative. Unfortunately, my father was not feeling well. He was at the hospital. I should go to Jersey Shore Hospital as quickly as possible. Took the car, got a rental car, went down to the shore. I see my father. My father was a congregational rabbi of over 40 years in Bradley Beach of the Ashkenazi community there. And he looks very, very weak, but he's got a smile on his face. I said, Abba, you've looked better. What happened? He says, I have this story that you're not going to believe. He wasn't feeling well. My mom took him to the emergency room, and there at the hospital, there was an intern by the name of Dr. Hamza from Syria, from a place called Kamishli. And my father noticed that he had his accent. So my father said to him, where are you from? He says, from Syria, from Kamishli. He says, oh, from Kamishli. My son was in Kamishli. That's where the Kever Rabbi Yehuda ben Beteira is. He says, I don't know, I'm not Jewish. He was a Kurdish Arab from Syria. But he says, because of the civil war, he hadn't been in contact with his family for a couple of years. And it was just nice that somebody recognized his hometown, and he started speaking with my father. They sent my father for the next station to do some more testing. And Dr. Hamza said, you know what, let me go with you to where you need to go, just to make sure that the right doctor attends to you. And in the hallway, as my father was being transported to the next station, his heart stopped. He fell on the floor. That was it. No pulse. That's death. And this Syrian doctor, Hamza, jumped on my father, did CPR, brought in the paddles, was able to bring him back within 3 minutes without any brain damage, Baruch Hashem. And I come in and I see my father, and I said, he told me this whole story. He says, Eli, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do this to me? I have this tremendous opportunity. I received my life as a matana. He says, I don't know what Hashem wants from me, but we're making aliyah. That was it. That's what he told me on the spot. He said, you know what? It may be that because you went to help somebody from Klal Yisrael in 1992, that I was able to make this kesher with this doctor, and that's what saved my life. Because if it was not for that kesher, the doctor wouldn't have been with me, and then nobody would have been in place to save me in time. So Baruch Hashem, my parents live in Neve Daniel, about 25 minutes away from where I live with my family. And Eretz Yisrael is growing beautifully. From my balcony, I count 19 construction cranes that are building Eretz Yisrael. 19. The streets are under construction. Route 1, the Jerusalem-Tel Aviv highway. Bridges, tunnels, everything. Eretz Yisrael in front of my eyes is growing. When I moved to Beit Shemesh, there were 35,000 people who were living there. The government gave us money in order to live there because it was a development town. Today, there are over 110,000 people living in Beit Shemesh, and construction that's going on that will bring it to 250,000. Just think that Bizman Hakamata Medina in 1948, there were only 600,000 Jews in all of Eretz Yisrael. All I'd like to say is it is a schut to come here and to talk to you about Eretz Yisrael. I can see the Hashkacha Pratit. It's something very special. Something, when you live there, you see things with a different set of glasses. If any of you are interested in learning more about the opportunities and about the challenges of making Aliyah to Eretz Yisrael, it'll be my pleasure to discuss with you at any time that you'd like. And thank you very much for having me. Toda Rabba. And if you have any questions, feel free.
Who's the recorder? Who's the left? Press stop on the recorder.